We're on page 2222. Page 14. Arayni halacha hey, Zayin Rebeis. Arayni nozir. Guy says, I'm a nozir, v'alayla galeach nozir, and I have to bring korbanos for a nozir. Okay, so he said two things. I'm a nozir and I have to bring korbanos for a nozir. V'shamach avir, his friend said, v'omar, va'ani, he said, va'ani, and v'alayla galeach nozir, I also have to bring the korbanos for a nozir. He said two things. Vani v'alayla galeach nozir. That's going to be important. If they were smart, each guy's got to become a nozir and bring korbanos for a nozir. So Reuven should become a nozir and bring the korbanos of Shimon, and Shimon should become a nozir and bring the korbanos for Reuven, right? That way each guy brings korbanos to the other one, and everybody, nobody loses. No, that's the whole point. Because somebody volunteered to bring korbanos on their behalf. That's right. If they're dumb, v'im lav, megalchin izim achem, then they bring their own korbanos, and they'll bring additional korbanos to shave somebody else. So obviously best even them to get together.
During the actual process, they actually bring the korbanos,
No, they're not kohanim. They're bringing the base on mikdash. The kohanim do it. Do you know that a kohen who's nozer can't do that avoda anyway? His hair's too long. He can't. He's not allowed to wear with hair more than 30 days growth. Yeah. He brings the korban to the base on mikdash, and the kohen does that avoda. What do you mean, how do they know? The nozer says, here are my korbanos. Here's the money, actually, to buy my korbanos. Is this a trick question, Bino? Right, he says, I'm bringing this for Reuven nozer. I'm Shimon nozer. Reuven is bringing for me. Right? Yeah, and the korbanos is shafted for that guy. What is your hidden agenda here? No, he's devoting them to that person. Donating them. Okay? Says Mar, Ahain Vani Matavli. This term, Vani and me, what do you do with it? Vani al kol diburo? Is that he going on the entire statement? In other words, if I hear you say, I'm going to the store today and then I'm going to go exercise. So, and I say vani. Is that on I'm going to the store today or also on the I'm going to go exercise, right? Okay? Is it going al kol diburo or vani al chatzi diburo? Eat abdini vani al kol diburo. So if you're going to say Vani goes on the entire statement the first guy made, Omar, then what he's saying is Vani Nozir. The second guy is saying Vani on all aspects of the Nazirus, right? Just like the first guy is Nozir, I'm also Nozir. In Tavdini Vani Achati Nozir, Chati Diburo, if you say Vani goes on half of the first guy's statement, Omar, he says, Harani Nozir. Now, what's it between Ani Nozir and Rei Nozir? The Rashbiach explains he accepts the Nazir itself, but not the details. For example, let's say the first guy took a neder to become a Nozir for 50 days, right? First guy said, I'm a Nozir for 50 days. Another guy said, Vani. So if you say Vani is the entirety of the first guy's statement, so then he means, I'm also a Nozir for 50 days. If you just say it means Harani Nozir, all it means is that the second guy is going to be Nozir as well. But his term will not be 50 days. His term will be the minimum 30 days. Okay? So Vani, the Gemara is using to mean the entirety. Harani, the Gemara means only the actual transaction, not its parameters. Tiny base Rebbe, so we learned in the house of Rebbe, Vani goes out called Diburani entire statement. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi. Now, sorry, before we go further, here the Mashbiach puts in the words from later on. If you skip down to Om Rabbi Yossi, again, which is not the first, this first Rabbi Yossi, but the one later on, which is five lines below that. Om Rabbi Yossi said, Masnisa, and the Mashbiach also throws in here the word lo. Masnisa lo, Merkin, our mission does not hold that Vani Nazir goes on everything. Why? Because it says in our Mishnah, a first guy says, Haredi Nazir, Balaya Galilech Nazir. First guy says, I'm a Nazir, and it's incumbent upon me to shave a Nazir, right? Vishama Chavero. And his friend said, V'omar, and he said, Vani and V'omar also, for Balaya Galilech Nazir. He said both, right? So if Vani goes on the entirety, like Rebbe holds, so you don't have to say Vani ve'olayla galech nazir. The Vani also goes on the ve'olayla galech nazir. If you have to add on the ve'olayla galech nazir, it must be this man d'amar holds. Ani only goes on the beginning of the statement, not on the end of the statement, okay? On the essence of the statement, not in its totality, okay? Going back to where we were before, Amar Rabbi Yosef has said, Hadam Ras teaches us, Echot Shamar Eini Nazir Kufio. So one guy says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. The Shama Chaver's friend said, Vamar Vani, I am a Nazir too. Zen Nazir Kufio. And the first guy is a Nazir for 100 days. The Zen Nazir Lamio. But the second guy, since Vani doesn't go on the whole thing, but only on the essence. So the second guy is only Nazir for how many days? For 30 days. Right? Very simple. You know what? It could be that's true. It could be that the Varni that's not the way the Mashbiach learned, and the way the Mashbiach threw in the word the Masisa Lo. Our mission is not like Rebbe. But you're trying to make the Mishnah work like Rebbe, and the Vani is only going into the details of the Naziris, not on the separate obligation to... Could be. Maybe one could learn like that. It's not bad. Okay? Achyomar, in terms of if you want to be 100 days like the first guy, he's got to say, Harenik Kamoisoi, Harenik Kayetse Boi. He's got to say, full, either Harenik Kamoiso, or ridicule to both, which indicates they're still undertaking the totality of the first class of years. Tan Rabbi Chia said, Hare Laila Galeach, the Mashbiach, I think it's Mashbiach, yeah, takes out the word Chati, and he puts instead Nazir. Hare Laila Galeach Nazir, the Chaz of Amah Harei Nazir. Guy says, I want to shave a Nazir. Now, to shave a Nazir, by the way, doesn't mean literally to take a razor and to shave it. What it means is, to bring his karbonos. The karbonos are the precondition to shaving, right? So he says, Harei alai galeach nazir, because of Amar already nazir. And then he said, you know what? Not only do I want to be the karbonos of nazir, I want to be a nazir myself. So gileach lo yem lamed, so if he was megaleach himself on the 30th day, he was yoytze. He was yoytze both as nadar. His yoytze is neder to shave a nazir, and it was yoytze's neder to be a nazir, right? So it says the Gemara, now skipping what we learned before, which means skipping to the third line. Am Rabbi Yossi Masnisa Amar Kein. Our Mishnah says like this. Okay, now skipping. Am you Pichi Megachim Zezet. If they're smart, they can be Megalech each other, right? They shave each other. Hola Atzman Lo, why not themselves? So it must be Mivnei Shoma Harini Nozir V'alai L'Galech Nozir. Interesting point. Had he said Harei L'Alai L'Galech Nozir first, and then he would have said Harini Nozir, so then his first netter can take effect on his second netter, and he can fulfill his own two nadarim by bringing his own korbanos at the end. But if he first said Harei Nozir, then he's already obligated to bring korbanos, right? Then his second neder to bring korbanos has to be a separate neder from his first neder to be a nazir. And then he can't bring his korbanos for himself, but rather he's got to bring besides that korbanos for the neder for his friend. It's a beautiful pshat, which is what it says, okay? Our Mishnah indicates that only if his saying Harel Ail Galeach precedes Harei Nazir, then it works. But not if he said Harei Nazir, then Harei Ail Galeach.
This is the whole general concept.
Right. 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 He's got to have the specific before the general, exactly. Right. Huh? Right. Right. In this case, it's going like our Mishnah. Right. He takes out the chetzin. Mishbiah says a mistake. He'll come up later. It's we're gonna have chetzin the next Mishnah. But here he said, yeah. Haha, you think you're joking. All right, in any event, no, you are. In this case, you are. All right, so let's go no further. Abel Omar, whatever guy said, a lot, but this is exactly the point he made, just we stopped middle sentence. Avlan Arei Alayel Galech, again he takes the Mashvia, takes out the Chatzi. Alayel Galech Nazir. The Chos of Ram Arei Nazir, and then he says Arei Nazir himself. He Galech Chatzma Yotzer is Yotzer. He does himself is Yotzer. Okay, all this more or less is in the Bavli, although not quite exactly the same way. The rest of it is not in the Bavli. Nichos Sheni Le Galech Es Harishon. I understand if you have the second guy who took upon himself in our Mishnah, right? The first guy says, I'm a Nazir and I'll lie to Golech Nazir. And the second guy says, I'm a Nazir and I'll lie to Golech Nazir. Right? So I understand the second guy can shave the first guy. But Risho and Megalech is Hasheni. How can the first guy shave the second guy? When he made his neder, the second guy was not yet a Nazir. It's what? What's the problem? The second guy is not yet a Nazir? No, not quite. Gavishlobolola. It's something which doesn't yet exist. Right? When the first Nazir took his note, I'm a Nazir and I lie like a Lech Nazir, so the assumption is it only takes effect on a Nazir who's already extant, not a Nazir who shall be sometime in the future. So, no, that's what I would have thought and you would have thought, but the Chiddush in the Bab, Yushalmi is that Dovish Tobolim applies to the Nadarim as well. Normally, I would have thought until seeing the Sugya, as I did think, that the Dovish Tobolim only applies to monetary transaction. So it says that this you cannot buy yourself. We know it says you're actually limited on the types of Nadarim which work on Dovish Tobolim as well. Okay? If you said a non-netter, which seems to indicate that it's talking about something which already exists, then it cannot take effect. And here the neder was to Arei Alayel Galech Nazir. It's mashma somebody who's already Nazir. That's where the Gemara is learning. Okay? So says the Gemara, again, Nicho Shein L'Galech Sarishon, the same guy can train the first guy, me and beat his Korbanos. Rishim Galech Sarishon, how come? Omer Rabbi Yisrael, Hashem is here, said, no, it works. Zos Meres Tishon HaShu Odom Koveh Lov Korban Nazir, Vasi Lizor. You can contemplate the korban of the Naziris before the Naziris himself. The Dakar separate. That's a conclusion. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Zira Amar. Plus, from here we've learned three things. Adam, Raz, Tisha, Zazim, Gilech, Latzmo, Yotzo. We saw it before. As long as your neder for korbanos precedes your neder for Naziris, you can shave yourself. Adam, Raz, Tisha, Shana, Kovel, Chaver, Korban, Naziris. Lizar, like Bino pointed out before, this is a chiddush that a person can bring his friends korbanos on his zeros. He can pay for them, but that's what it says here. Adam Ras teaches us shahadna kavel chavero korban nazir shlomi daito. Person can do it even out of his friend's awareness, right? It's like zochin l'adam shlomi fara. Because Rami just said they'll figure out who they are later, but they can do it even shlomi daito. Aval, however, that's only kavel. That's only to set. In other words, to obligate. But to bring the korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, at that point already you need to have the das of the other individual for you bringing the korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda asked in front of Rabbi Yehuda, what about Amar? Amar, I really like korban nazir. What if a guy says he wants a korban nazir? B'shoa Shenozar, at the time that he made the Zirus, stop. He says it generically. So in that case, I know, makes no difference. You can do it on any Nazir, both one which already exists or one which doesn't yet exist. Like we said before, a person could take the indication of our Mishnah, this person could bring the Korban, and even a person is not yet a Nazir. However, Pilish, what if he said specifically that he wants to bring on a Nazir who is not yet a Nazir? And somebody who's not yet a Nazir wants to bring carbon to zeros. He said that explicitly. And I watched the rabbi says a tremendous measure of chokhmah in this, or samech. She says, Gavaldik Yechidi, she says, listen, you know what you see from this Yerushalmi? Why, when a guy takes a nether to bring carbonus for a guy who's not yet a Nazir, that doesn't work? Because Migo, that there are other Nazirim in the world right now. Since there are other Nazirim, so, and he could have brought for another Nazir, so it works even for Nazir who hasn't yet taken his Nazirus. Says the Meshachar, says, but if the guy in the next case says, I want a Dafka bring in somebody who's not yet a Nazir, I want somebody who's not a Nazirim in the world right now, will fulfill my obligation. I want somebody who's not yet a Nazir. And that, the Gemara is about to say, doesn't work. Okay? So that's what it says here. Yeva Kadon, this we say this, that mitzmamish tovish tobolim, Rabbi Levi bar chiyosa boy, Rabbi Levi chiyosa ask, kosel adinu dvoim enu chasayi chasin lipolach. If somebody says, I don't want to have, to his wife, I don't want to have anything to do with property which is going to fall to you. Mahein, what's halacha? And we say, v'yesho da masa tovish tobolim, can a person make a sign say which doesn't yet exist? And that does not work. Now here too, if a person said, I want to bring my Koras Dafka on a person who's not yet a Nazir, it doesn't work. He says in Rosh Hashanah, what's in Shema? He says it generically. And when he says it, Dafka on a person who's not yet a Nazir. So it's the differences between a person's Machna Dover Shaloba Lola, so which doesn't yet exist by itself, or a Machna Dover Shaloba Lola with a Dover Habalola. If you do together something which doesn't exist together with something which exists. And he says, we see from our sugya, from here, from the Yerushalmi, that works. That's taka valid the transaction. If I'm acting you the corn futures of 2001, together with the existing corn of 2000, it works. If I'm acting you the corn of 2001 by themselves, it doesn't work. But if I do 2000 together with 2001, it taka does work. What's the difference? We see in our sugya the difference. Person says they want to bring carbonus on any Nazir. So it means it could be a Nazir which is already a Nazir, or a Nazir which will become a Nazir. That's like Dover Shalom Bolom, Vidover Bolom, that works. But if he wants and says he only wants to bring his carbonus on somebody who's going to be a Nazir in the future, that's Dover Shalom, that doesn't work. So I see. What? Which one? No, the Meshach or Sameach says we learn from our Gemara that it works. This is the source of the Or Sameach wants to say that's the Chiddush of our Gemara. So the you know I think the way to explain it is based on the Big Day Shesh, which brings down Noi de Yehuda. The Big Day Shesh is totally superfluous. So Noi de Yehuda though, which is one. Noi de Yehuda says that the reason why you can't be Machna Dover Shalom is because of lack of Gmiras Das, a lack of full intent. You don't really have full, complete intent and awareness of transactions on things which don't exist. So I was thinking, if you're Machna Dover Shalom together with Dover Shalom, you do that together, so you have at least sufficient Das for one. And that Das extends itself to the rest of it. That should be sufficient das for both. That's what I think the svara is. In other words, the person who was on his completely dover shalom, he has not serious about it. Can't be serious. It's not real. But if he has something which is bolom to go something with low bolom, then the seriousness which pervades the part of the kingdom which is bolom spills over to the part of the kingdom which is not bolom. That's what I would say.
So,
By itself, law mark loom. It's a meaningless nose thing.
You can't force them to
No, the Kardinator is bought, though. That's the Chimanus Chiddush of Arsulia. Chiddushim Nifloim. That's what he's told you, great Gemara tonight. Chimanus Chiddushim. Okay? Yes. Three animals. I don't remember. But it's an Osh we're going to have later in this afternoon. I think it's an Osham, an Ola, and a, I don't remember what it was, Shlomit. No, I had Nazir, which came Tomei Binsburg. That's a Tomei. Yeah. A Torah Nazir being three animals, an Arsham, a Ola, and a Shlomi. The Shlomi I remember is a ram. I don't remember the other ones. That's the Torah. Right. Nazir Tomei brings birds and a Chatos, I think, too. Two birds and a Chatos. Or maybe the bird is a Chatos. One bird chatos, one bird lolo. I don't know if this is to the korban. Needless to say, this is explicit in the Chumash, and for the past 30-some-odd years of my life, I just haven't paying attention. But it is explicit in the Torah itself. You know, I knew it's a Taina, because you're supposed to know Tanakh. You haven't got to know so? It's coming up next week. Yeah. Yeah, that's another term. The guys are being shnei terim or shnei bnei yonah, one chatos, one lola. That's it. And the guanas tar being kavis ben shnasa lola. Oh no, it means also, sorry, it means kavis ben shnasa lola shum as well. Three, two birds, ola chatos, and an oshum as well. The guy who's tar brings kevitz b'shnosa l'ola, the kavsa achas b'shnosa l'chatos, does bring chatos. V'ayla echol tamim l'shlomim. So it's a chatos. So the osham, I made a mistake. The water became tame brings chatos, ola, and osham. The water made tar brings chatos, and ola, and shlomim as well. Right? Did I get that straight? The two birds for Nazir Tomei are Chatos and Ola, and besides that, it brings an Osho. And by Nazir remain Tar, he brings three animals. One of them is a Chatos, one of them is an Ola, and one of them is an Osho. I'm out. God will again. One of them is a Chatos, one is an Osho, and one is a Shlomi. No Ola. Chatos, Osho, and Shlomi. Okay. No, you're right. Ola chatos and shlomo. No Asher, sorry. Okay. That's an Asher, that's right. The Tor just got a chatos, Ola and shlomo. Okay, shlomo. Okay. So, Naaman. No birds. Only those nuns are trying to bring birds. Okay. Halacha Vav. It's missing the halacha number. Harel Eichle Chatzi Nozer. Now we have the case of Chatzi Nozer. Guy says he has to be half a Nozer. Now half a Nozer, you would think, of course, means half his head, right? No, not quite. The Shamach Aver and his friend heard this. Now he sounds like an idiot, but his friend heard Vamar Vani. Said me too. So it says, baloney. So the same thing has happened, Nazir. Each one of them pays for korbanos for the entirety of a Nazir. So each one pays for the korbanos of half a Nazir. Now, what's the korbanos of half a Nazir? What's korbanos of half a Nazir? It's like half the korbanos of a nazir, which is the same thing, which means one and a half. There were three animals, one and a half animals he pays for. Okay? Rav Hashem Yochum, Rav Chitza Tavein, I mean, b'stam chalukim. The issue is we're a generic one. the generic machlokes, but now we're specifying. So the Gemara says, what are they talking about? Ma should be ma onan kayam. What are they talking about? Imo emer. So the Gemara explains. Imo emer. Now, I have to maybe say an introduction here. Nobody understood, I say this every so often, as you know, nobody understood this Gemara until Beckhoffer came along. None of them got it right. Not the Korban Eda, not the Pnei Moshe, not the Gilead Ephraim, not the Ritvaz, in my opinion, until I came along. Now, I always feel good about that when I could say that although I make corrections and emendations, I make less than all the previous Mefarshim. And that is the case here as well. I'm just going to change two words in the entire sugya, whereas the other Mefarshim go nuts. Okay? Some of them, simply don't understand, the others change a great deal. Okay, so that with that introduction, exuding total self-confidence to the point of haughtiness. So let me go on. So says the Gemara, Amarke, wait a second. If I recall Chatzi Roish, if he says the entire half a head, Kol, the word Kol there is critical. If he says Kol Chatzi Roish, Kol Amamayde Shem Gleich Nozer Shol. He says, I want to bring the entire half head. So that means he has to bring all three korbanos. Even if he says it want to be half of the obligation, then everybody agrees you only have to bring one and a half, right? Because it's half the obligation. Those are not issues on discussion. Elkenikim, what are we talking about? Boimer chatzi. He didn't say kol chatzi. He just said chatzi, right? Before he said kol chatzi rosh. Now he just says chatzi. Right, Meir Omer, Koimer is a mistake. There's a word missing here. This is one of the words I'm adding in. Koimer, Kol Chatzi Rosh, is as if he said the whole thing, and therefore a Meir Omer says he has to bring all three korbanos. There are no exceptions. Rabbanan Omer, Rabbanan is saying the Koimer Chatzi Choyvo. It's as if he said half of the obligation, right? Which means he still only has to bring one and a half, right? So far, so good? Makes sense, right? The Avadav, he said Kol Chatzi Rosh has to bring all three. And what if he said chatzi or kol bayas bring one and a half? What if he said chatzi? So, right? What? I could have just taken off the road Rosh, right? Right, no, I have a reason for that. I have a reason, you'll see. Rabban Amr Abiyudah Amr. This is the part for me, it's a Mishnah which nobody understood. But I'll tell you my try. Ashukhamar comes out, Kala Bukumarto Tatu Ramir. There's a Kula and a Khumra Ramir. In other words, till now we've learned the Khumra. The Khumra is if he says Chatzi, he says bring all three Karbanos. And one and a half is not sufficient, he has to bring all three. That's the Khumra Tatu Ramir. But, however, there's also a Kula Ramir. Amar Chatzi Rosh may be Korban Echad. Shekein Anozir Megalech Olav Korban Sholeh. If he says half, I took out the word do. According to Meir, if he said Chatzi Rosh, then he only has to bring one Korban. One Korban out of three. In other words, you thought he has to bring. No, Bino, could be, you can get away without the word, get away without the word Chatzi here, without the Rosh too, also as well. I'm not sure if you need Rosh in both cases, I don't know. But anyway, the idea is, Adai Rame Amar Chatzi Rosh may be Korban Echad. Shekein Nozim Galeach Olav Korban Sholem. One Korban is enough. The Halacha is B'dievet, if a Nozim only brought one of his three Korbanos. One out of three is not a bad batting average, right? He's Yoytzin. He can be Megaleach afterwards, right? So Koyin Rameir L'chatchilo, the guy has to bring all, the guy who said, all Egaleach Chati Nozir, he has to bring L'chatchilo three Korbanos, right? But B'dievet, if he only brought one, that's sufficient. Because he focused on the Giluach, on the capacity to cut the hair. And the capacity to cut the hair, it's true that Chatzchila requires three. But B'dievet, one is enough. So Chatzchila Korei Meir, the guy who took upon the obligation of Galei Chatzi Nozir, he has to bring Chatzchila all three Korbanos. But since he didn't say kol chatzi rosh, so with the Evid, one is enough. Because one is enough already on which to be megalech. Right? However, da'aita d'rabbanan, kol rabbanan dinon amin chatzi choiva, then they, when you say chatzi, according to Rabbanan, it means not half of the, not what it takes to be megalech, half of the head, but rather it means half of what the obligation is. What's half of the obligation? Maybe carbon or mechza. There's no way to get around. At least the carbon and a half. Chatzi chovas yachid. Half of the responsibility of that individual. So according to Meir, there's both the kula and the chumra. The chumra is in the b'chatchila, the kula is in the b'diavad. B'chatchila, according to Meir, if you said, l'galeah chatzi rosh, then he has to bring three. Because that's what it takes the chatchila to be megaleach half a head. But just like b'diavad and the Nazir himself on carbon is enough, b'diavad according to Meir, one carbon would be enough as well. Going to Rabbanan, they're making a chatchila. It's said it had to be three. It's a zeil that's chatzi choiva, whatever half the obligation is, not what it takes to cut half the head. So the chatchila you have to bring at one and a half. And b'diavad though, you also have to bring one and a half. Because it doesn't focus on what it takes to cut the hair, which is the yev is one, but it focuses on what the half of the obligation is. And half of the obligation is always one and a half. So again, according to Meir, there's a chumra l'chatchila that you must bring three. But with the yev, if you didn't do that, one suffices. According to Rabbanan, there's a kula in the l'chatchila that you only have to bring one and a half. But there's a chumra in the yev that you can't get out of that one and a half. It's always that one and a half. Okay? Sounds good? Right. Because Rabbanan said chatzi choiva. Rabbanan explained when you say chatzi, it doesn't mean half of the head and whatever it takes for the nazir to cut half his head. It means that half of the obligation. The obligation on the nazir is always three korbanos. The rabbi said, even if a nazir brought one korban and shaved, he still has an obligation to bring the other two. The obligation never goes away. It's just that from now he has the achrayas to bring it, but from now on he can go to Beit HaKfaras and he can drink wine, but he still has to bring the other. He still has to bring the other two at some point in the future. Okay. Excuse me. Yes. He's still obligated. Okay. I think it's a beautiful track, and I didn't see anybody say it. And I think it's endless. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Iranian this man, by the way, this whole thing is not in the Bible. It's something similar to the Bible, but not the same thing. Iranian Nazir, Shaley Ben. Somebody says he wants a Nazir when he has a son. No, Ben, if he has a son, I raise a Nazir is a Nazir. What if he has a Bas, a daughter, a Tumtum, we don't know whether the kid is male or female. Andreas, the kid is both. Ain't a Nazir is not a Nazir. Game Omar, if he says, Shirley Vlad, if I have a kid, not a boy, I feel no Bas a Tumtum, even if the kid is a daughter, a Tumtum, or a Dragonus, I raise a Nazir as a Nazir nonetheless. Says Gemara, Bas lo klum. By a daughter, it's tak enough because he said son in the ratio, right? But Tumtum and a Dragonus, Tricha, it's a Safi. But even though it said Ain't no Nazir in the Mishnah, it's not really Ain't no Nazir. Because the Tumtum and Andragos, you don't know what they are, right? So therefore, Misafik, he has to be a Nazir. It says Eino Nazir means Eino Nazir Vagai. Or it says Eino Nazir because by daughter you're Eino Nazir. But back by Tumtum and Andragos, Misafik, you have to be a Nazir. Hipila Ishto, what if his wife miscarried? Eino Nazir. It's not a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, Yom, I should say, just be on the safe side. You should say, Ima Yah Ben Kayama, if the kid was a viable kid, Hareini Nazir Choyva. I'm a Nazir, mandatory, because the kid was viable. We love it if not, Hareini Nazir Kunudav, I'm volunteering my Nazirs right now. Chosav Yodav, what if the next time around she did give birth to a viable kid? Hareini Nazir, so this time he's a Nazir, because his matter still stands. Because he didn't give a time limitation. Said, my daughter gives birth to a kid. And now, the second time around, it was a kid, right? However, Rabbi Shimon makes it convoluted, because Rabbi Shimon holds he already kept the Nazirus, right? But the person was on Suffolk, right? Because they didn't know if the kid was viable or not. And between the two of them, he only wants to keep one of the only has to keep one of the zeros. Mikra din. So what did he do? So Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Yoimar, he should say, Ima Rishon Ben Kayama, but the first one was the viable child. Rishon Chova, my first zeros was obligatory. Vizula Dovin, what I'm about to embark on, is optional. Vimlav, even if vice versa, Rishon Dovin, the first one is optional. Vizula Chova, and this one is the mandatory one. Okay? Says more. Chash Lama Hashem Ben Kayoma. I'll start talking according to Rabbanon. Why are we afraid that the kid is a valuable kid? So says, Rabbi Yochan said to Rabbi Yudah, he was going like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah, my suffix Naziris is mutter. A suffix Naziris for Mekel. It's mutter. Means we're not just Mekel, but we say it's okay. So if you have a suffix, if the kid was viable or not, you don't have to keep the Naziris, right? He said back to him. It doesn't say who said back to Rabbi Yochan, but the assumption of Pemosha is that it's Reish Lakish. Who else is going to say back to Rabbi Yochan?
Why did he die?
Freak of nature. The Yushalmi is Lishitasa, by the way. The Yushalmi holds that if you have a kid who's born, stillborn, it's possible it was a Bata Kayom. And you might have to sit Shiva. The Bible holds not that way. We had that back in my cousin when you weren't here. So there is that's a machlokes in the Bible Yerushalmi where their kid is stillborn and shy to call Ben Kayom or not. Yerushalmi holds it might be a Ben Kayom. Okay? So says the Gemara, on my lay, third line the Gemara, and again, we assume it's Rish Lakish, Lom Rabbuta Ella is Basof. Now, but the pay motion does not, and the Oriyosha does not either. And I understand if you change the gears of the way they did, so I'm just going to ignore it. So it says, only said a little basoif, meaning b'di'evin you can make them. Avuchatchila, or b'di'evin, chatchila b'di'evin's mother. So it's true, something that zeros is mutter, but that's only ex post facto. Well, chatchili have to be machmir, so too you should have to be machmir that the kid may be ben kayoma. How can we not be machmir? So it says the Gemara really doesn't answer this, but in the Bavli, the Korvar Yosh brings down Bavli Daf Ches Menav. Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a difference when you already have become a nazir, or you have not yet become a nazir. Okay. And that's what the Gemara is about to say. All right, Shobayag, Yitzchak, Shor Yitzchak, Ezer B'tchiv, Ezer B'tchiv, what's Chachi, what's B'tchiv, all right, Shobayag, Yitzchak, Shor Yitzchak says, En Yodim Nazarti, right? Vim Nazarti, Vim Lo Nazarti, En Yodim, I'm sorry, En Yodim Nazarti, Lo Nazarti, Ahenu B'chatchilah, that's a chatchila. A guy should be machmir if he doesn't know if he was menazir or not. So then the chatchila should be machmir and take upon himself the nazirus. Im arboyin chamishim, if what's that? No, I think I understand the Dafka the other way. The way they change the gears. So. 1 minute. Now, it happens occasionally this way to me during shiur. When I prepare, I understand one way, and during shiur, I understand another way. Now, I understand better according to the way Pnei Moshe, the Kormeda, and Ritba's changing. Let me go back and explain to you how I see it now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, my son, is yours, Mutter. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Elo. L'chadchilo, he changes the words, he transposes l'chadchilo myself. That which Rabbi Yehuda is makos only batchilo. But l'basof, l'basof, he's machmir. At the end, he's machmir. What is that? Of Rabbi Yehuda Ma'amoydi. If a person says, I don't know if I made Naziris or not. Now, he doesn't know if it's Naziris or not. So in that case, that's called B'tchila. That's before he became a Nazir. So in that case, Ramei could say, you don't take upon yourself a Naziris B'tchila. In other words, B'tchila here, it's not necessarily mean this, and B'dieved does not mean like normally it means, which is before the fact and after the fact. But B'yir L'chadchila means whether he becomes a Nazir, and B'sof means after he's become a Nazir. So therefore the example is, if a person is not sure if he took upon himself in the Zeros or not, 60 days, Ha'rei B'sof, that's B'sof. Because there is definitely a Nazir already. So once you've established Chazaka to be a Nazir, you have to be more Machmir. But it's to become a Nazir, and you have a doubt in that, that you can be Mekel. But once you became a Nazir, and you have a doubt in the extent of your Nazirus, that you have to be Machmir. Okay? So here, we go Lekula. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, we go Lekula. Why? Because in our mission, we're talking about we're not sure if the kid was a Ben Kayama or not. So he never, Vaday, became a Nazir. Well, he's definitely a Nazir, then, and it's further spakus about his Nazirs were Machmir. But to become a Nazir or not, in that Safik we're making. What? Yeah, but we see that's the problem which brought me this morning too. The morning never bangs down Rabbi Yochanan's answer. So I'm assuming that Loma Rabbi Yehuda is the question. Loma El Basov Al Chila Af Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, I'm not sure where to begin Rabbi Yochanan's answer, but I think that that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Okay, let me try from the beginning. Maybe the kid is a survivor, is viable. So Rishlaki said, isn't that not true? In other words, it's missing the question. And then Rabbi Yochanan answers, "Lo ma'abira el ba lechatchila." No, so I tell you what, according to Rabbi, it's not even a question, just a qualification. Because Reish Lakish is qualifying, wherever it is. On Malay, he says, "Lo ma'abira." You should know, "Lo ma'abira el lechatchila." Avasov Rabbi Yehuda moide. The Rabbi Yehuda only is mako before we question whether to become a nazir or not. Once you're nazir, even Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. Eiz b'tchila v'asof, and Rabbi Shul Bar Avietov, any of them nazati v'lo nazati, hayna b'tchila and there he can be mako. Yer Rabbi Chamish meinu v'asof. And there he has to be machmir. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yisbalgu, Rabbi Chia Bar Baal, for Rabbi Shul Bar Avietov. Kol amoyo, mode, everybody agrees, a guy says, "I don't know if he became a nazir or not. I know betchil, that's betchil, and that's the case where Avira's makom. Im arba'in chamishim, I'm basof. That's at the end, and there Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, right? Ma pligin the shilas, what's a machlokas? Im achas ushtayim. The machlokas, we have a machlokas. When it's a case of one or two, right? Rabbi Chia Bar Baal Rashi Yitzchak argued about this. But the guy is not sure if he took upon himself one or two. Rabbi Chia Bar Baal Avi Le'Basav, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Liurei are mechuyev one nazirus. The second nazirus is a takon. We're always machmir on takons." Rabbi Shmuel Avi Le'Kavatchila. Rabbi Shmuel says, it's no, the second one is independent of the first one. And therefore, the second one is judged on its own. And therefore, on its own, we say on its own, the Zeros Lachil. So when in the extension of one, the Zeros which already exists, and that we say Yati Machmir, because you're already considered to be a Nazir. However, in the question, in the case where we don't know if you're a Nazir or not, then we're a Mako, and we're loath to make you a Nazir. But you're once a Nazir, and then to become a second time a Nazir means something, and that's a Machlokas. What's that like? Is it like going from scratch to one? Or is it like going from 40 days to 50 days? So like going from scratch to one, we'd be Mako there as well. So like going from 40 days to 50 days, would be Machmir on it. Okay, that's what Gemara says. And therefore you don't have to, I'm sorry, Chia Bar Baal Avi Le'Asov, and therefore you have to Machmir, or Shmuel Avi Le'Chatchila, and therefore you can make them. And Mara says, Im Achas, Im Shtayim, Tzrichel Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, Hu B'Tchila V'Asov. He says, it's a suffix for Shmuel Yitzchak. He doesn't have a firm position on the matter, he has a suffix what exactly the halacha is. I guess it's weird, so I trap him. Now I talk to him. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, but then, no, that won't make sense.
At all, for sure you have to do it.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, no, because then you can't explain our Mishnah being Rabbi Yehuda. That's what I was thinking, but it says our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, where it says where there was a miscarriage, you don't have to keep it off. So you have to say, if you're going to say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, it has to mean that B'tchila means that when you have a question about the Zeros itself, you don't have to keep it. Yeah, but the Gemara never says that explicitly. Doesn't say it's so. I'm just gonna. But I guess one could question. Obviously, Pnei Moshe does, but Pnei Carbon and Pnei and Ritpas just change it. Okay, next Mishnah. Halacha Tes. Harini Nazir Vinozir. Person says he's a Nazir Vinozir. I'm sorry, I stopped middle sentence. Harini Nazir Vinozir Kshelibe. says he wants to be nosy, and he wants to be nosy again when the kid is born to him. What happens if you start counting on the zeros? Then lets the amount, the allotted term, let's say it's 30 days. Akil was born 20 days later after he made his nezer. Neder, not the zeros. Masha Mishlo, he completes his oath. Then he counts his kids. Okay? Irani knows that that's easy. And promise next case. Irani knows that Shelly Ben. Which one did he say first? His sons. The one on his son. Vin Nazir and a Nazir on my own. Vishamon Eshalon, and he started counting his own. Vacharon Olaben, and then his kid was born. So in that case, Meniach Eshalon, since he took upon himself the netter for in honor of his kid before his own netter, he's got to stop his. Umon Eshalon, count his kids. Vacharon Mashim Eshalon, and then only afterwards go back to his own. Okay, so it all depends which netter you took by yourself first. If you took by yourself a netter of yourself first, so you complete yours, then you go to your kids. But if you took by a netter on your kid first, even though your kid is not yet born, you have to interrupt, go to your kid's netter, and then only come back to yours at the end. Okay? Good question. Good question. What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah, it is interesting, and the Yerushalmi makes it more interesting. Rabbi Yossi bar bo, Rabbi Yossi asked, "Am I reigning Nazir l'shloishim? Yoy, Elu l'shloishim yom Elu." Now, the way the Ritbaz learns it, it means he said, "I'm a Nazir for these 30 days, unachamol for the same 30 days." Okay, so as a kaka may me neder, right? He said he wants to be Nazir the same 30 days twice. So, what's the status? So, we had a look earlier. The person says, "Irani nausea vin nausea." It means they're in succession, right? But what? Here he says he specified specifically the same 30 days, right? Now, what's his status? What does he do? Now, Lichora, what choices do you have? Do you ask to do one and then the other, right? But let's say that it's a chapter meshugas. I'm going to say the Ritbaz. It's a meshugana. He said, "Irani nozir shloshim yom elu, vishloshim yom elu," and then he started counting his second one before his first one. Now, in other words, he said, "Irani nozir 30 days, nozir these 30 days, and these 30 days, which is the same 30 days, and I'm starting to count now my second nazirus, not my first one." That's what he said. Okay? What difference does it make, right? Irani nozir shloshim yom elu. Am Rabbi Zira kuli mano. So what's his status? Am Rabbi Zira said he can't do this. Rabbi Zira kuli mano v'lo masdisli. It's not our Mishnah. In the same part of our Mishnah it says, "Meniach eshaloi u'moyne shumno." He's got to forsake his own and count the sons first. Now, said, and here's a very critical point, and it says the Gemara. It should be v'lo. It's not that about few ishto yosheves ha-mashber. See, even if his wife is on the birthing chair, meaning the safe of the Mishnah he wants to say is the same case you just asked. Because the safe of the Mishnah is where they're simultaneous. Because he says he's a nazir for his kid's birth and for himself, and his wife is already giving birth. So the kid is coming out. So therefore, it said the same case. And what does it say about this case in the Mishnah? It says he can't keep his own first. He's got to keep the kids first. Because what he came out of his mouth first? The kid. So Irani nozir al-ben for his son, and then for himself, right? So too, in your case, you say Irani nozir shloshim yom elu. Shloshim yom elu, he's got to keep the first nether before the second nether. If for some mishugana reason, you say he's keeping the second nether before the first nether, it doesn't work. It's meaningless. It's null and void. He's got to desist from keeping the second nether and go back to the first one. You're saying good. First of all, before I get there, first of all, the Ritbaz says it's not like Tosfos. The Tosfos says in the Bavli that if you say, in this case, Irani nozir k'sheli ben nozir, If the kid is born then, he only keeps one of the zeros. Because like a Tanai, like you're saying, right? So you said Yushami argues on that. Yushami says, even though, I mean, it's not the point you made, it's a related point. Even though it was like a Tanai, even though it sounded like a Tanai, he has to keep both Nazirus, right? So that's why, he has to keep first his kid's Nazirus, and then his own Nazirus. Because since his wife is already on the birthing chair, so they vowed upon him simultaneously, and he expressed his kid's Nazirus first, so he must keep his kid Nazirus for the kid first, and then his Nazirus for himself. But says the Gemara, on my land is Yeruso, Zirus, Pleno, Lo, Danya. There's no comparison between his Nazirus and the Nazirus on his kid, right? Because they're two separate things. And he placed his kid's Nazirus before his. So therefore, they're very, very different. As opposed to where he takes upon himself the same identical Nazirus twice in succession, right? With our case, it's similar. It's only similar to the following case. Lo damia ella, it's only similar to the following case. Elama arani nazir mikvar, and why do we nazir for now? The nazir lachar yesterday, and why do we nazir 20 days from now? Now, 20 days from now, it's a problem, right? Because when is his first nazirus over? Minimum 30 days. So what is he going to do 20 days from now? So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Tarvei and Rami, they both said, Hishlim, now I'm going to change all the Gersos here, like the Shai Teres Eretz Yisroel. Hishlim, Nazirus, I'm sorry. That's a new case. It's a case that Arayin knows you require, knows you lachar esim yom. And I talk and forget what that loch is in that case. What is the case of that loch in that case? Yeah, I think you're right. You have to complete the first one and then you go to the second one. So here too, you have to complete the first one before you go to the second one. So therefore he has to revert to the first one before going to the second one. So he's keeping the second one before the first one, even though it's the same 30 days, is meaningless. You have to go in whatever order it is hierarchically more significant, either the chronology or the statements, whatever is more significant, so you have to go in order. Now, continuing with this line of thought, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Tarvein, when they both said, he going on the Sefer. Hishlim, and here that's what's going to Noir make on the Sefer, Shaitar still changed the next line. Hishlim the Zirus Beno. He kept your size of Zirus first. La'olam ain the Zirus so. See that switch there? His Zirus is not Cholololov. Doesn't work. Next word, five words it changes. Tach Yobi Karban Vigalech Kenozir. Now, Zoran Pino asked before. The way he learns it, if I think about myself in the Zirus for my kid, and then the Zirus of my own, I have to interrupt in the middle. I can't flow from one into the other. And according to Shai Teretzistos, argues on the Bavli. Because the Bavli, I'm sorry, Rashi on the Bavli. It's no real Rashi in those, but there's a parish which is called Rashi. So there the Rashi says, you can go straight from the Zirus on your kid to your own Zirus. But according to the Yerushalmi, according to Shai Teretzistos, learns it, you can't. In order for it to be a fulfillment of your neder, you have to keep two separate nazirus. So you have to be megalech on the nazirus for your kid, and then only begin your own nazirus afterwards, which makes a lot of sense, right? At least like loam ein nazirus cholav achiyav yikar megalech kenazir shenitma, just like the nazir became tummy. He can't, he can't get part of duma water sprinkled on him, go become tummy and start again immediately. He's got to be korbanos first. There's got to be formal cessation from the first period and a commencement of the second period. So to the same thing with this guy over here. So more is going to answer a contradiction. How so? Talmud Omer over there says, Tomei Meis Shenozer. Guy is Tomei Meis, he took upon himself Nazirus. Can he become his, make a continue, begin his Nazirus with his Tomei Meis? No, right? It's a contradiction. You can't become Tomei Meis and become a Nazir. Right, less Nazir Shimsho. But regular Nazir can, right? Tomei Meis Nazir, Shvi Shalo, seventh day, Olo Min Aminim. The seventh day of Paraduma water sprinkling, he becomes Tar in the middle of the day. That counts, and he begins as Nazir's Bo Bayern. Nazir Shinidma, Nazir became Tomei, and Shvi Shalo Olo Min Aminim. his 7th day doesn't count, even though he became tahor. Why? Because God made his korbanos first, right? But as Yerushalmi, the call loket tamei meis, should nazar here, nazar, isn't this analogous to tamei meis who made the zirus, should nazar who? The lo tamei meis should nazar shvish lo olam min aminyan, and the tamei meis who made the zirus, his 7th day counts. Sheinu zok, why? Sheinu zok uklo lovi korban tuma. He doesn't have to bring a korban on his tuma. Yerushalmi is asking kabbalistic question. Yerushalmi is asking, when do I say this guy bring korbanos before he starts again where he was tummy? And he has to bring a korban on becoming tummy. He has to have kapara on the tumah. So he can't start counting his nazirus tahara until he brings korbanos on the tumah. But let's say he wasn't the nazir shiva. He was a nazir, just it was a person sitting shiva. So then he doesn't have to bring korbanos before he begins his nazirus. He goes straight from shiva. After he got paradumu, what is the spring on him? After he got up after chakras in the morning, he goes straight into his nazirus. So too here. But why can't he go straight from the nazirus on his son to nazirus of his own? There's no kapara to be had. He doesn't have to kapara. How he has to bring kapara? So he'll bring all the kaparas at the end. Why can't he go straight from one to the other? Why? That's Yerushalmi's question. We'll come at, Yerushalmi is going to answer that, but we'll leave that for tomorrow.